This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. We've had another Mardi Gras catastrophe where a vehicle has quote-unquote mowed into several members of a band who were set to march in a Mardi Gras parade today in Alabama. Right now we're being told that 8 people have at least been injured, and this is obviously a developing story. A city spokesperson said the vehicle was a part of the parade. Now, witnesses told Fox 10 that it was a white van with MOAA on its side that was driven by an elderly man. They say MOAA are the initials of Military Officers Association of America. The Department of Homeland Security, from what we understand, is right now monitoring the situation. Those hit were sadly from Gulf Shores High School Band. A parent at the scene had reported to Fox 10, the vehicle struck the students and then, quote, mowed them over. According to Grant Brown, a spokesperson for the city of Gulf Shores, a teenage band has just started to march down the parade route when they were struck from behind. The vehicle was a part of the parade. So Gulf Shores canceled the parade after the incident and closed U.S. Highway 59 in the immediate area. Now, I'm in shock. I mean, because we're still trying to wrap our heads around what happened in Louisiana when that Mardi Gras crash occurred. And the man who injured 32 people in that incident on Saturday had, from what we understand, a blood alcohol level nearly 3 times the legal limit. Nielsen Rizzuto, 25 years old, of Paradise, Louisiana, was booked into the Orleans Justice Center jail Sunday on 2 counts of first-degree negligent vehicular injury, 1 count of hit-and-run driving causing serious injury, and 1 count of reckless operation of a vehicle. And they say more charges could be pending. Unfortunately, with this was during the crew of Endymion Parade, and I apologize for pronunciation. It's one of Mardi Gras' biggest spectacles in the area, when Rizzuto's Chevrolet pickup apparently revved its engine, sped forward, slamming into a couple of cars, and then careening back out of control into a crowd, and then finally stopping when it hits a dump truck. So apparently Rizzuto's blood alcohol level was 0.232. And that was nearly 2 hours after the accident. Now, the blood alcohol limit in Louisiana is 0.08. So, obviously, this was close to 3 times. And if that was even 2 hours after, it could have even been higher. It's unfortunately a growing theme that we're starting to see is crowds are a huge target, whether it's somebody inadvertently being drunk and running them down, which I don't understand because the car revved up. Now, it could have been he, you know, thought he was in park and he wasn't. I'm not sure what the heck was going on when they're drunk. You never know. But, you know, with this incident today, the incident in Louisiana, what happened, we saw in Nice earlier this year or last year, you know, it's pretty scary. And I know it's like getting, you know, struck by lightning, the frequency and the incidence of these things happening. But, you know, and right now nobody is saying that this has anything to do with terrorism. All right. There has not been any terrorist links to this, as of yet. But the developing story that had occurred right now, in Alabama, it's still developing. So once we get more information, we'll let you know. But this just is horrifying to me. Can't have your high school kid in a band going up and down a parade trying to celebrate Mardi Gras, right, without being worried that somebody could run him over and gun him down. You know, Las Vegas had an incident a while back, actually a couple incidents where somebody took their car into a crowd of people. And our security is phenomenal along the resort corridor or the strip. And, you know, we've been able to maintain, you know, some, you know, utmost safety, you know, standards, you know, according to, you know, with our, you know, obviously world famous attraction of the strip. So we've been able to do phenomenal things from safety measures. But, you know, there has been some talk to remove cars completely from the strip, where it would be similar to the downtown area. For those of you that have ever been to Las Vegas, Nevada, we have the older Las Vegas, more vintage Las Vegas and downtown Vegas, and then we have the newer one with the resorts, Bellagio, etc., Mirage. And so the downtown Las Vegas Center, they got rid of the cars. They basically have it a walkway where it's called the Fremont Experience, where the cars have to circle around the area, and it allows pedestrians to be able to walk and, you know, go to the stores and shop, music, etc. So there's been talk that they may do that with our casinos and our hotels on the regular strip corridor. That could be an issue for those that don't have access other than from the strip. So how do people get there? There's a monorail. How do you allow traffic to get into your hotel? What do you do about hotel guests? So there's obviously a lot of logistics that would have to, you know, go into play. But, you know, looking at what's been happening with people, you know, running into crowds, you know, it's definitely a thought worth looking at, you know, when it comes to, you know, what we have with Las Vegas. And it's just frightening. That will keep you posted as we get more developments on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bob Harper, personal trainer and host of The Biggest Loser, apparently shared with us that he had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. The celebrity trainer, while he was working out, we're going to tell you about this. We're also going to tell you new developments in what happened with Bill Paxton. He apparently, in a podcast, revealed earlier this month that he had a bout of rheumatic fever when he was 13 years old. Rheumatic fever, as we know, could cause damage to the heart valves. Maybe his cardiac procedure had to do with his valves. And we're going to talk about that and what rheumatic fever is. There's a very interesting little test here that we'll all take to find out what kind of a mother we are based on our zodiac sign. It's kind of interesting. I tell you, I'm always fascinated by, you know, horoscopes, and zodiac signs, etc., because when I read them, I can always find some truth to it. And colon and rectal cancers are rising in young people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Losing my voice. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of us have watched The Biggest Loser. I've been asked to be on The Biggest Loser by people around me because they think I'm a loser, and that has nothing to do with it. The Biggest Loser helps people lose weight, and it's actually been a very popular show for years. I don't know how many seasons. I think it's in its 10th season now. No, actually maybe 13th season. I have to double check, but it's been a while. And so Bob Harper, host and trainer on the show, unfortunately had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. He lived. He said he's feeling better. He's just taking it easy. He's 51 years old, and he's been known as a celebrity trainer. And really cool of him. He kind of posted a selfie of him in a bed with a hospital gown. He says, I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of messages and support. It feels good to be cared about. I've been home for 8 days now. Harper said in the past that his family has had a history of heart problems. Regular exercise obviously reduces your risk of heart problems, but as we talked about a few years ago on my show, top athletes can be at risk of certain heart conditions, which is unfortunately why you hear so many people when they're working out, unfortunately, have their heart attack. And it scares us because, you know, we exercise and we think the more we exercise, the better. And unfortunately, when you hear people have a heart attack or drop dead in the gym, it panics you. According to Harper, there was a family history of heart disease. I believe his mother had a heart attack. There's been actually, here we go, 17 seasons of The Biggest Loser, but it's been on for 13 years. So that's where the 13 comes from. I apologize. He has helped a number of contestants lose weight by working out, eating healthier. Harper has also written 3 best-selling books on the topic. Apparently, he has more than 20 years of experience helping people get fit and lose weight. So what's going on here? How does an athlete work out and then, unfortunately, you know, have a heart attack? From what we understand, a doctor who was working out at the gym came over to administer CPR. And we've talked about CPR and how quickly that needs to be instituted. And don't worry about the breaths anymore. Just do the heart compressions now. And do it to the beat of Staying Alive or another one. But does that sort of speed. We've basically talked about how to do CPR. But go, you know, directly. If you can't find a pulse, and if you have already contacted 911, you need to start chest compressions immediately. So what's going on with these top athletes? Well, according to Live Science, back in 2011, elite athletes who participate in endurance sports have a higher risk of heart rhythm problems than recreational athletes. This is according to a new Swedish study. And they say those who train for long periods also face an increased risk compared to those who train for less time. So according to Dr. Casper Anderson, who's a cardiologist at Uppsala University in Sweden, says the study shows that even though physical activity is generally healthy, athletes committed to endurance sports at elite levels have higher risk of suffering from a heart rhythm disorder, hence arrhythmia. So looking at that study, they looked at 47,500 athletes who participated in a cross-country skiing race in Sweden between 1989 and 1998. The race was called the Vasaloppet. I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's 56 miles long, or 90 kilometers, and it takes place in March every year. Participants range from elite skiers to recreational athletes, and their finishing time is closely related to how much they have trained. The researchers compared each participant's finishing time with the winning time that year and counted the number of races completed by each participant. Compared with those who had completed the race once, those who had completed it 7 or more times had close to a 30% higher risk of developing a heart arrhythmia. So a heart arrhythmia is, remember, where you have an electrical pulse and an electrical charge that goes throughout the heart and allows the heart to pump. And this electrical charge has to be very consistent and predictable. And the heart muscle demands that predictability so it can choreograph all its muscle fibers to make sure that they synchronize correctly so they could do a good beat. All right? And that's why we go ba-boom, ba-boom, etc. Now, when it comes to an arrhythmia or an abnormal heart rhythm, you don't have a proper electrical beat, right, that allows a uniform charge to go through the heart. So if you have, let's say, atrial fibrillation, and it goes ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. The electrical impulse is very erratic. The heart muscle doesn't know what to do. The heart muscle fibers don't know what to do. So you don't get a nice full pump. If your heart can't pump blood, then you immediately faint. You immediately fall. If the heart continues to not be able to pump blood, that heart muscle dies. Once the heart pump stops working and the heart stops beating, you die. And it's very frustrating and very scary for athletes to think that their activity could induce something like this, which is why I always recommend that anybody who's an athlete sees a cardiologist and gets a stress test. and is continually monitored from a heart perspective. I would talk to patients saying, look, you know, you should probably get a stress test. You have high cholesterol. Your father had a heart attack. They go, no, I exercise. And I'm able to hit my maximum heart rate. And so I'm doing fine. So because I exercise, I don't need a stress test. No, that's exactly why you need a stress test. We need to know what your heart is doing when you exercise. By the way, with this maximum heart rate, what that is it's a calculation where when you exercise, it's recommended that for 20 to 30 minutes, you exercise between, shall we say, 55 and 85% of your maximum heart rate. So we figure out your maximum heart rate by taking the number 220 and subtracting your age. So let's say my age is 20, okay? Stop giggling. Then my max heart rate would be 200, and I am supposed to, for 20 to 30 minutes, exercise between 55 and 85% of that. So let's say we pick the number 60. All right? So what is 60% of 200? All right? Well, if 60% of 100 is 60, then 200 would be 120. So that would mean that my max heart rate, if I'm 20 years old, would be 120. And I should be exercising at that level, at that number, all right, and have that 120 heartbeat for at least 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, now if you want to shoot for the 80%, then you can up it more, right? So maybe 120 to 140, let's say. All right, now, let's say you're a little older. All right, let's say you're 40 years old, okay? Your max heart rate would lower a bit, but if you try to keep your heart rate at 130, 140, the older you are, how long do you think the heart likes that? Now, we know that exercise conditions the heart. It lowers your resting heart rate. Heart rate, and we've talked about peak at your pulse. It's the campaign for you to make sure you check your pulse, which we recommend to check your resting pulse as soon as you wake up in the morning. First thing in the morning, check your pulse. You could listen, you know, you could feel the carotid artery near your neck. You could do your radial artery under your thumb. You could do your brachial artery in the antecubital fossa. You could do your dorsalis pedis artery over your foot. So there's a variety of places where you could, you know, check your heart rate. You do that first thing in the morning. Now, this is just your resting heart rate, your resting pulse. And ideally, would love you under 75. You could range anywhere from 60 to 100. But if you your heart rate starts to be above 80, you know, that could mean that you could be more at risk for heart disease. Even though 80 is a normal heart rate, we want your resting heart rate, your heart pulse, to be lower, which is why we have peak at your pulse. For more information, go to my website at drdahlia.com. So you have elite athletes now that when they exercise, okay, they are obviously for 56 miles. That could be, what, an hour or two at least of running. And they say those who finished a race within 1.6 times the winning time had a 37% higher risk of having an arrhythmia than the recreational athletes who finished in more than 2.4 times the winning time. And the association was stronger among athletes who were under 45. So maybe the heart structure has changed, maybe the muscles change, maybe there's an issue where when the electrical beat starts to go off, you don't have that, I don't want to use the word rebooting because we don't want you technically to reboot, but you don't have that ability to, you don't have the ability to fix that heart rate and to restore its consistency. And so, you know, the athletes experience the most common types of arrhythmia, which is atrial fibrillation, which we talked about. Also, slow heart rhythms, bradyarrhythmias. So, unfortunately, top athletes could be more at risk. When we come back, talk about Bill Paxton and rheumatic fever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now we're being told that Bill Paxton had a childhood disease that could have affected his heart valves, which is why he might have had the original surgery that unfortunately he suffered postoperatively, a stroke, and died over the weekend. And we want the family to have their privacy. We want to respect their privacy. But it was very interesting news today when apparently Bill Paxton had been very open and gratefully so about his battle with rheumatic fever. And this was on Mark Maron's WTF podcast. And Bill Paxton, who we know from his role in Twister and Apollo 13 and I remember him in The Terminator and Weird Science and Hatfields and McCoys. I love the actor. I was a huge fan. A gifted actor, Emmy Award-winning actor. He was 13 years old when he contracted rheumatic fever. He said he woke up one night, he had been to a hockey game, and he woke up one night, and he had a lot of pain in his left wrist. Now, basically, rheumatic fever can start off as a sore throat, and we'll talk about that, and then affect the joints and affect the heart valves. So he said rheumatic fever could damage the heart valves. And then the host went on to ask if he had experienced heart damage since, and Bill Paxton replied to the host, well, yeah, he added. So he spoke more about his ordeal and the bed rest. He said he was isolated, and suddenly I was in this voyeuristic kind of world where I had TV, but there wasn't much TV on in those days, and I had read a lot and looked out the window at the golf course. He added that the infection was probably from a bad sore throat. So, rheumatic fever is something that scared the hell out of many of our parents. And I remember when I had a sore throat and I had a lot, my mom would freak out. Because rheumatic fever is a complication from strep throat. So the bacteria that most commonly causes strep throat is Streptococcus. And so the Streptococcus bacteria, unfortunately, if it's not treated quickly, and I like to use the term abruptly, it could go on to cause other illnesses. And, well, rheumatic fever is one of them. And, unfortunately, rheumatic fever can even kill a child. The condition usually appears in children between the ages of 5 and 15, and Healthline breaks this down really, really nice. They've also seen this in, you know, not only in America, but Australia, New Zealand, Sub-Saharan Africa, South Central Asia. And rheumatic fever is very, very common in places where they're not very big on antibiotics. So it's caused by the group A streptococcus. We've talked about group A strep on the show before. And it causes strep throat. In a very small percentage of people, it'll go on to an inflammatory condition called rheumatic fever. Now, rheumatic fever causes your body to kind of attack its own tissues. It causes this immune response. And so, unfortunately, this widespread inflammation starts to affect the joints and then, of course, can affect the heart valves. So, what are symptoms of rheumatic fever? Well, you could get a sore throat, obviously. You could also get swollen lymph glands. A strep throat, a group A strep throat, will sometimes cause discharge, white kind of patches, exudates, we call them, white spots on the back of your throat, large lymph nodes, difficulty swallowing because it hurts. You could also get a rash on your body. Your nose could also discharge a lot of mucus. You could have a high fever. You could also have a headache, nausea, vomiting, etc. So sore throat in and of itself can be very painful and very uncomfortable. Unfortunately, when rheumatic fever starts to take its toll and starts to trigger the immune response, that's where you could get a whole variety of these other conditions. So you could also get nosebleeds, bumps and nodules under the skin, chest pain, the swollen joints, shortness of breath, sweating, a fever, vomiting, the rash can change. Sometimes we'll see jerky, uncontrollable movements of the hands, face, feet. Some of these children will be obviously more uncomfortable, so they'd be crying more, but sometimes they could have kind of these outbursts of inappropriate laughter. And so it obviously starts to affect a whole variety of organ systems, and, you know, we get concerned. And we usually start to get concerned when you got a six-week-old infant, let's say, and their temperature is over 100. Okay, a fever in an infant you got to bring into the medical provider. Don't mess around. If you have a six-week-old to two-year-old and the temperature is above 102, again, bring them in. If they're over 2 years old or their temperature is over 103, again, bring them into the medical provider. Or if you have a fever in your child that lasts any more than 3 days, usually we don't, I tell my parents, look, you know, if the child has a fever, I want to know about it. I want to know if they have the fever, okay, even on day one. You know, because they may not notice the days, but I can at least document it in the chart and then watch. And then I could, you know, go, okay, let's check on this kid that had a fever. And if the fever doesn't go away after a couple days, that's a concern with any sort of illness. So, when we look at the heart, we're going to obviously do an EKG. We may do an ultrasound. We want to, of course, you know, address the streptococcus, the bacteria that inside of this immune system. And so this child will get antibiotics. We'll also try to reduce the inflammation. Sometimes these children could unfortunately seize. And these involuntary jerks can actually be signs of seizure activity. So these children are hospitalized. We put them on anticonvulsants, et cetera. And the rheumatic fever could leave its destruction, and evidence of destruction on the heart valves. So somebody with rheumatic fever, we're going to watch the heart very closely. Unfortunately, what ends up happening, some of these heart conditions could be a variety of things. One is you could have something called valvular stenosis, whether it's a mitral stenosis, aortic stenosis. It commonly affects mitral valve, but basically what the stenosis is a narrowing. And if the valve narrows, you don't have the ability for blood to go back and forth. You could also have valvular regurgitation, where basically the valve isn't airtight. So as you pump blood, it splashes back into the wrong direction. And remember, when your heart pumps, it needs to shoot all that blood throughout the body as much as it can. So it doesn't want blood to shoot back, you know, go the wrong way. I mean, you know, you need to have good cardiac output. So valvular regurgitation, mitral regurgitation, aortic regurgitation, these are things that we still are concerned about. And then, obviously, the heart muscle could be damaged from the inflammatory response from rheumatic fever. So if you have damaged heart muscle, it may not beat as well, and then, unfortunately, not provide as good a pump. The atrial fibrillation can occur. We've talked about this many times, where you start to get the abnormal heart rate. The abnormal heart rate, unfortunately, doesn't allow the pump to pump blood correctly, and atrial fibrillation could be also an effect of rheumatic fever. Then, you know, if you aren't pumping blood correctly and you have heart muscle damage and you have bad electricity conduction, you can unfortunately have heart failure. So we don't mess with rheumatic fever. And you know, we medical providers, you know, seem to confuse our patients because we seem to be anti-antibiotic, you know, but then with something like this, we're like, oh, no, 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 we are treating you. You're going to be getting an antibiotic, and you're confused. And here's the thing. If we appear anti-antibiotic, we are anti-antibiotic if it's not necessary. So if you have a viral little cold or you have a bronchitis that we do not think is bacterial, we don't want you taking antibiotics willy-nilly, because then there's going to be resistance. And the reason why is we want to know that those antibiotics will work. You know, I was very frustrated. There was a physician assistant who was writing Levaquin for bronchitis a few years back. And I'm a little old school. I remember when Levaquin came out in the hospital, it was IV, and then they came out with an oral form when I was in training of Levaquin. And to me, Levaquin was kind of the big guns for pneumonia. And so there was an oral form so we could treat pneumonia at home or a very bad cellulitis or a very bad infection. So when I saw somebody treat bronchitis with the Levaquin, I was furious because the last thing we need is resistance to some of our bigger gun antibiotics. All right. So that's rheumatic fever in a nutshell. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of our more popular segments years ago was I looked at zodiac signs and what medical problems people may deal with more based on their zodiac sign. And Aries had more issues with headaches. It was very interesting. I think Virgos had more pelvic issues. Here's the thing. Okay, I don't read my daily horoscope. I probably read my horoscope once every few years. But I think this stuff is kind of cool.
So anyway, there's this article out today, and I will revisit medical issues based on your zodiac sign, because I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to revisit that. But today, I want to talk about this article, What Kind of a Mother Are You?, which is kind of based on your zodiac sign. Who gets credit for this one is Ophira and Tali Idut, also known as the Astro Twins. It's funny, their names sound Israeli. And they say your zodiac sign has a lot to say about you. And they have penned a book called Momstrologies, a comprehensive guide to celestial-inspired caretaking, and have shared an extract, obviously, with Daily Mail. So here we go. If you're an Aries and you were born March 21 to April 19th, which is going to be coming up soon, your parenting style is the following. They say you're full of life and would sacrifice the world for your children. Okay, now you see, any of us would be that. You do, however, know the value of me time and aren't afraid of giving yourself a well-earned break. Okay, I'm not an Aries, but this sounds like me already. You have instilled a sense of hierarchy in your family and your children respect it. Oh, no, there we go. My children don't respect anything in my house. Your children may not be your best friends, but they will grow up respecting you. Now, my children, no. Now I'd rather be friends with them. And they say your strengths. If you're an Aries, you're brilliant at teaching your children boundaries, and they'll grow up with a template of appropriate behavior to guide them back to safety. Your weakness, you can be super competitive and are obsessed with being the perfect mother. So that's definitely not me. You can also become fiercely angry, so be careful not to scare the little ones. Okay, so Aries, it sounds like if you're an Aries, that means you're the type of mom. And again, for some reason they are talking about dads, but I would probably think this would kind of have something similar to that, depending on who you are. But if you're an Aries mom, probably very strict, a lot of boundaries, and you probably go ape kook when, you know, your child, probably yells like, I don't know. My mom wasn't an Aries either, but it sounds like my mom. Cancer. Cancer are those born between June 21st and July 22nd. Your parenting style, you're a natural nurturer. You love being pregnant. Okay, again, that's not me, so I'm not Cancer. And family is everything to you. Holidays, family reunions, showers, you're in your element. You like to host them, bake, cook, plan. I can't stand family reunions. I would rather spend Thanksgiving with my friends than family. That's just me. So that's not me. Your strengths. They say the sentimental side is the glue that holds your family together, gives your kids the security that you'll always be there for them. Early childhood development is your specialty, whether you have a degree in it or not. You are delighted by the things kids do. You respect their feelings. Nah, I am not delighted by some of the crap my kids pull. Your weaknesses. You can be overprotective of your little ones, and there's a thin line between caring and coddling at a certain point. Be careful, because you could end up with a spoiled diva, a clingy mama's boy, or an entitled prince on your hands. They say your emotion can also change rapidly with a child doing the same, and chaos could ensue at home. So you need to be wary not to fight with your partner in public. Okay, I fight with my husband all the time in public. All right, Libras. Libras are September 23rd to October 22nd. They say you have a magical effect on your family, giving them the sense that everything is going to be okay. You are also brilliant at remembering to put your partner first, and you will never cancel on date night. Okay, that's not me. If there's a Michael Fassbender movie on Netflix, there is no way I'm going out with my husband that night. Your strengths. This is Libra, okay? You have class and culture. Okay, again, that's not me. Libra is the sign of partnerships. So if you have a daughter, you'll wear coordinated outfits, and you'll pass on your good taste to her. As a friend as well as a mom, you'll teach your children good manners. Nope, I haven't done that with my kids, so they can enjoy the good life. Your weaknesses, you can be inconsistent with your emotions and snobby at times. You can also treat your children like your friends. Just because you feel like best friends with your kid doesn't mean they should be your therapists and confidants. That's a Libra. Okay, Capricorn. Capricorn mom is the rock of her clan.
It's the force that holds everything together through thick and thin. You're a master strategist who's always thinking 10 steps ahead. Now, this sounds like me. As a result, your children will be set up for success in the long haul. So you like to carry on family conventions and pass down strong roots. You'll be sure your children have a healthy respect for their elders, understand right from wrong. See, anybody can be this. You carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, and this could be a downer for your kids. You can have an obsession with status, the need to ensure that your family are happy beneath all the trappings. I don't know about that. All right, Tauruses. I've dated a lot of Tauruses. If you're a mom, children fundamentally need routine, and this is a specialty for you if you're a Taurus mom. You're a creature of habit, and you have no problem setting certain basic guidelines like bedtimes, mealtimes, naps. You also have fantastic taste, good common sense. You make sure kids have smart use of their resources, money, and energy, but you could be materialistic, and you could be tangled up in keeping up with the Joneses. This is if you're a Taurus. So your kids could get the wrong message. Leo. Leo is July 23rd to August 22nd. You are the most energetic mom in the zodiac. Again, not me. I'm a Gemini. Hands down, you're showy, affectionate, leaving lipstick marks on people, keeping the party going 24/7. You're the ultimate playmate. You have incredible willpower, ambition. You set an example for your kids. They feel safe under your fierce protection. Even if you're struggling financially, you make sure the kids have every advantage. Okay, you see, any mom would do that. But Leo is ruled by the sun. Oh, is this Leo now? How did we go to Leo? Yeah, we're in Leo. And they could be very self-centered, and they could treat their children like show ponies. I want to skip down to me. Okay, Gemini, here I am. I am information sponge. I am drawn to the most cutting-edge ideas and innovations. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I want to raise my kids old school. My strengths. I have a million hobbies and interests, making you the quite interesting mama. Yeah, I am. That's me. I'm very interesting. You honor your children's desire to learn, especially through play and discovery. Their education will be prime importance to you. Well, that's any mom. What are my weaknesses? My thirst for variety. I may unwittingly destabilize my kids. Consciously pick a few key values and stick with them, both in your word and deed. That's too much work. You know what? Okay, here's the thing. My kids are going to have to learn by example. So if I went to school and I got good grades, they're going to have to go to school and get good grades. If I went to work and I got a job, or I worked two or three jobs at the same time to make ends meet, they're going to have to follow. All right. So I don't know what this is with the zodiac thing, but personally, I like to lead by example. And if mommy did it and it worked, then you do what mommy did. Now, true, I'm of a different generation, and I don't think the kids get that much, but that's my parenting style, okay? If I cook the cookie, you don't cook a cookie. If you bake, if I bake a cookie this way, that's how you do it, because that's how I do it, all right? You do as I do, all right? Sagittarius mothers never slow down. They're forever taking risks, expanding their horizons, so the kids get a lot of experiences. They're also pretty smart, your kids. This isn't me. Sagittarius is not me. But unfortunately, you could be very restless, and babies need consistency. If you're a Pisces, which is right now, if you're just having a birthday right now, you are the ultimate empath, whatever that means. You gravitate to children, and you shower your kids with unconditional love that they crave. We all do that. You got the soul of an artist, a flair for music, decorating, food, fashion. And your weakness is you become passive-aggressive and emotionally manipulative. Ooh. Ooh, Pisces. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Valley.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid.
rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.